Hello, this is Soren speaking.
Hello.
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 Hello, Sophie. Soren speaking.
How are you?
Fine, fine. We got beautiful weather here. Spring finally started and it's warm and birds are singing, so everybody has a good mood.
That's great.
Hello.
Hello.
Who's there?
Quelon is here.
Florence speaking.
Hi.
So I guess we're at least waiting for Charles and probably Torsten. Let's see who's missing. Charles, Torsten, Italo, exactly. We just told Italo and Torsten that we're waiting for them in the call. And then I propose we start in about 2 minutes. I drafted an agenda that's in the public wiki. And I also posted a link into the RC channel so you see what we're talking about. Let's start. Is anybody volunteering to take notes? If not, I propose if we are just three, we leave it with the audio recording that we have. Okay, sounds like audio recording. So the first item what I wanted to talk about is a short update on the status of the German Association. Very briefly, you all know that the association is still called Open Office Ostdeutschland e.V., but is doing a lot for the Document Foundation, holding legal assets, collecting donations, and the like. And what the board of directors has agreed upon is that we are at the moment proposing our members to rename that association. It will have a name independent from any product or group. The name will be Freies Office Deutschland e.V., Free Office Germany Association. And the decision of the board is that we, in the future, like we did today, but the name, of course, suggested something different somehow, will support all free office suites. So just as a note, at the moment, lots of people are wondering why their donations are going to Open Office Ob Deutschland e.V. And at the moment, it looks like that the membership is accepting this vote. Or this proposal, so hopefully soon the foundation, the association will have a different name, independent, to work around any questions on what we're supporting, what we are not supporting. The second status update I wanted to give is that with regards to the donations, you all know that we had tremendous success with collecting donations. At the moment, we are at about 90,000 euros, I think, in total. That means, so to say, a budget of about 40,000 euros, because we have to put 50,000 euros in the capital stock. And what we are now offering, apart from PayPal and the German bank account, is that we, thanks to the fees work, also offer the SPI account for people living in the U.S. or Canada. Hello?
Hello, everyone. Charles Schull speaking. Hello, Florian.
Hi. Just giving short updates on the German association and right now on the donation status a bit, very briefly. We are now accepting donations via SPI to for people living in U.S. and Canada. And I've been in touch with the folks from the Free Software Foundation. They are accepting direct credit card donations because lots of people had issues with PayPal, and I'm looking into that. So maybe in the future we can also provide a direct credit card payment for those who want it without having PayPal involved. But I just need to check how much it would cost. I had some talks with people from other projects, and what we have seen with the large amount of donations seems to be possible also in a larger town. I talked, for example, to the folks from the German Wikipedia Association, and they are even as large that they have an office. They hired a few people. They support projects with money. I don't know their exact bank volume, so to say, but they are doing a lot of things, and as far as I know, a lot of that has been enabled by donations, actually. So what I propose that we look forward to with the marketing team is improving the donations website, like what we're doing at the moment, and in showing concrete projects where people can get what people can donate for, what they can support us with. That's something I think we definitely should do. We have seen this with our current donation progress. As long as we had a clear goal, the 50,000 euro donations came in faster than we could ever imagine. And right now that we're only very generally asking for supporters because we need infrastructure and this and that, donations keep coming in, but at a much lower level. So I propose we definitely name concrete projects, concrete tasks, what we like to support, what we need the money for, in order to have a constant income stream of donations, so to say. That's at least my proposal.
Yeah, it makes sense.
Definitely, I think so. Sophie, is there any update on the membership committee?
No.
Okay.
Not from my side.
Okay. I need to reconnect
with André or Friedrich. I don't know.
Okay.
I didn't take care of it this last day.
Okay, no problem. Just want to know if you need anything for the website, for the technical stuff, let us know so we can work on it. If it's
only the forms to be online.
Sorry?
The form? We need the form online.
Did you talk to Erich Christian about it? I think he drafted it and he should know how to embed it in the new website.
Okay, I will see with him.
Okay, we have migrated the Document Foundation website also to Silverstripe, so the form that Erich has created can just be embedded without any problems. So best is give him a ping so we can put the form online and then start approving members.
Okay.
So this is a good crossover to the next point, the foundation. You all know we have a lawyer who wants to remain unnamed for the moment. He's supporting us with the bylaws and the like. And the status is pretty much the same as we were before. We are looking into adapting the bylaws to German law and translating them and making them fit to the structures the foundation has to have in Germany. And we're also looking for the best federal state to have it at. And the lawyer is currently on the road, and we will call next week so he can give me an update. So hopefully something is moving there soon. But as said, we try to make most things on our own, which explains the delays, and but in the end saves some money. So work is going on. I just had a reply from him, and I hope that I get some details from him and some updates by next week, so we can finally start setting up also the legal entity. And for that, we need to vote on the different boards, and for that, we need the membership committee just to close that circle. Okay, from my side, the last point for this call is that just a few days ago got confirmation by Google. You all recall the issues we had with OpenOffice.org and the fraud download sites, where people booked advertisements on the OpenOffice.org search string and then leading to fraud download sites, charging people, and we had a hard time dealing with this feedback. Now that LibreOffice is a mark in all European states, I filed a so-called trademark complaint with Google. This means that in all European countries, nobody is allowed to use either LibreOffice or the Document Foundation for advertising. So I hope that by that we will lower the amount of fraud sites advertising at Google, and those sites or those partners and corporations who want to use it in good faith, they can contact us and we can grant exceptions to the rule. But basically it's blocked unless we agree that anybody uses this keyword, and I think this is rather helpful. So I'm done. Anything from your side?
Hello?
Yeah, hi John.
Did somebody just join?
Yeah, I think so too. Hello?
Hi, how are you doing, Christoph?
No, obviously not.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, we're actually missing Torsten and Italo. I guess both of them a ping, but nobody replied, so I don't know. Maybe they enjoyed it a bit better or are just busy.
I get the feeling Torsten is really busy these days, actually.
Probably.
Italo is back.
Hi.
In
the
hi. Hey, Italo.
Ah, there he is.
Sorry, but I was in another conference call.
So, oh, how was...
A bit late.
No problem.
How was Chicago?
Sorry?
How was Chicago?
Oh, was cold. Quite cold. Interesting, by the way. Although the number of the people attending was not so high, but I've met with a few guys that are interested in starting to work a bit on the U.S. community.
Okay.
There was a tweet live during your conference.
Sorry?
On Twitter, everything was...
Yeah. I've seen the tweets after my...
Okay.
My conference. I think there were some nice retweets. I've tried to be, you know, as entertaining as I could be, so acting like a jolly on the just to raise some interest.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. It's really a completely different environment from Europe. There are more opportunities there because I don't know in the enterprise environment, but at least in the open source environment, it looks like Oracle, they don't like Oracle at all, so they have switched to LibreOffice almost. All the open source advocates have already switched, which is not happening in Europe. You know, we still have some Oracle lovers.
Hello, Michael.
Hi, Michael.
Hello, Michael.
Sorry, I'm late.
Hi, Michael.
And So that's the difference I see from the States to Europe is that there is a weaker open office community in the States make it easier the switch to LibreOffice, while in Europe having a strong open office community makes the switch to LibreOffice in some cases more difficult.
Okay. Yeah, I see what you mean. You mean there's less pathos in the whole thing.
Exactly. Michael, hi.
Hello. Sorry, my in-laws arrived and I had to...
I was late as well. I have something to tell you afterwards. Maybe
perfect.
I call you directly.
Certainly, yes, as you like.
It's about your company.
Oh, right. Okay. Yeah, then don't tell me you're telling anyone. Okay, yes.
No, but it's not a real problem. Let's say it's a local issue.
Great.
Let's call it this way.
Excellent. Thank you.
Okay. And so if you have other questions about Chicago, I'm happy to answer, but it was...
fantastic.
Right.
So it went well, did it, Italo? I'm sorry, I missed the punchline.
Yes, it was... the talk was positive. What I was saying is that in the States, it looked like having a weaker...
Yes, I caught that. It's easier to attract people. That's great.
Exactly. The audience was very much developer oriented. I've tried to be as tech as I can,
mm-hmm.
But I think that in the States we should probably, of course, everything takes time, but we should try to put together a kind of university program to target universities, because they are very open to... I've talked also to some, not to professors, but to some senior students or researchers, and they are open. For instance, Google Summer of Code, they are interested. There were people already looking at the Google Summer of Code. So that, I think, is something that we can target in terms of... to attract developers or to attract volunteers around the project, because universities are very open, and in addition, they provide very good facilities for students. So if a student wants to devote some time, they have the network, the infrastructure, they have servers.
Yes,
they
yes,
can
that's
use
a good
the server.
I think the thing that we need to make clear when doing this is that there is quite a large setup time to get people involved with LibreOffice. And so I think the best use of our scarce hacking resources mentoring those people is to have long-term students. So, you know, we want people doing this half-time for 2 months at least before it's interesting to us. So, you know.
Yeah, that's definitely... I've tried to explain that, of course, being the code base quite large, it's not easy to get into the project in 5 minutes.
Yes, absolutely. I think it's actually more of a mentoring, just a cost of the mentor, you know, to try and deal with those people. Well, I don't think actually the cost is as large as people make it out, but I think the scarcity of people able to mentor and the time that we can devote to that is the bottleneck, more than the difficulty of the code, particularly if we're doing Google Summer of Code. But yeah, it's a great idea. Cool.
Okay.
Why don't we create a web page to make this so that it's not some kind of special relationship thing, but there's a page that you can point people to that says, if your university can do this, we will do this.
Yes, probably this is a good idea.
And we can have similar, you know, application criteria as the Google Summer of Code thing. You know, you first must submit a patch, blah, blah, blah.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. Okay, well, I'll take an action item on that, whoever's writing minutes.
Okay.
But potentially we want to launch it after the Google Summer of Code.
Yeah, definitely. I think at the moment, you are all focused on Google Summer of Code.
Yeah. So we can call it the term of code or something. Anyway, sounds good. But I think if we can make academics' life easy by simply writing a report for these people and rating them at the end, that would probably be helpful, you know, because they're all lazy academics like programmers, you know. I'll shut up now.
Yeah, another thing that we should be doing, I think, because I receive many questions about that, we can probably have some peer announcement about code cleaning. I don't know at which percentage we are in terms of code cleaning, but I know that no one is going to look into the code if we are to prove that we are telling the truth or not. So I think that we can probably announce, you know, the fact that some modules have been cleaned and some are under cleaning and will be cleaned,
I think the problem is that the scale of the problem is quite large. So my feeling is that we have a German comment detector, and it's a matter of someone getting some CPU time to check out the branch before and the branch after and run it on it to see what the stats are. But yes, I mean, it's quite expensive to build those stats in terms of engineering time. But, you know, if people are out there to volunteer to do it, it's all good. Do you see the new feature page that we're building out in the wiki?
I've seen the 3-4 feature page, but it's still quite limited at the moment, I've seen.
Yes, there's not a whole lot there yet, but we're starting to fill it out, which is good.
Yeah, and of course I follow the EasyAxe and the completed EasyAxe, which gives me an headache every time I open the page, but I try, you know, to support the headache.
Good. We're going to try and improve the page there. We have a plan to use Bugzilla substantially for that. So we'll see how that goes.
But for instance, for the code cleaning, there is an area where there is calc completed, I think, writer still to go. And so we should release a little bit about this code cleaning, at least for a couple of, for the German comments and maybe for the old code which has been cleaned, and explain what code cleaning means, because, you know, there's funny questions about that, but what does it mean? It means that you are changing the code, or it means that you are taking away code, and code cleaning means that we are making the code more modern, is my, let's say, simple explanation.
Yes, I think that's right.
And more international.
And friendly, easy to hack on, yeah.
Yeah.
And in some cases, the cleaning we do just, improves the quality, you know, fixing threading errors.
Yes.
Fixing leaks, you know, making it pass through the checkers correctly and so on. But yeah, I mean, it's hard to get stats on that, but I will mail the list and ask marketing people.
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
Okay. Are we finished on the call?
I just wanted to ask if we have other topics. I'm done with my list, with my agenda. So,
what else can I say? we are trying to get money out of Novell before its change of control happens. And this is a public call, is it?
Yeah.
Yes.
Just wanted to say that. Okay. So let's close it for now.
And hopefully we'll get some sponsorship. Let's see how it goes. So, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Then let's close this call for now.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Then see you next week or whatever it is. Thanks, guys.
Bye-bye.
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 Hello?